I have a little thing here for you, and I need some smart people who are in this game to see if you can help me out with this one. So, you know it's cold out there.
Yeah.
It's very, very cold. You can trick your boiler into getting warm quicker.
Can you?
I don't know if this is... I think this is a load of rubbish.
Okay, go on.
All right, and so maybe somebody can help me out. 0868104106. If you're maybe a gas engineer or you service boilers, you'll know this. Lads or ladies who are in this industry. This is from Peep Show, right?
I'm freezing. Let's whack it up to 29.
29 degrees? Are you insane?
I don't actually want it to be 29, but you've got to give it something to aim for. It'll get hotter quicker.
No, it won't. It's either on or off. You set it, it achieves the correct temperature, it switches off.
Oh, sure. You set it to 23. It'll be pootering along. Oh, yeah, 23. Easy. Yeah, nearly there. Wouldn't you rather? 29? Let's get cracking. Got to generate some serious heat. And then when it hits 23, we're suddenly all like, click. Sorry, already there.
You want to try to trick the boiler.
That makes sense, doesn't it? It makes total sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's like when I come in the morning and Kira has the toaster to 10 because yes. She's a psycho. And she likes and she likes burnt toast.
She does like burnt toast, yeah.
Turning it up to 10 would... Okay, that's maybe for duration. Maybe toaster might not be the best example. But if you crank it to 29, it's trying to reach that temperature, so you get there quicker. It might cost a bit more.
Like, I know you don't have to do this anymore because you're posh and you drive an EV.
I'm not posh.
And it heats itself up.
I'm common as muck.
Tell the people of Cork what your car does for you before you into it in the morning.
I didn't invent the car.
Go on.
It has its own little kind of mini climate thing going on.
For God's sake, you should see him, lads. A big gloaty head on him.
So the lads in Peep Show, is that a hack?
I think they're onto a thing.
I need to get to the bottom of it. -8 and Dunamore.
Yeah, we're getting lower and lower as we go down the list, lads. -7, -8. -7 in Blarney, -8 in Dunamore.
Who's that in Dunamore? That's Tom. Tom, can you do me a favour? Go outside and spit. Yeah. Seriously?
Really?
Does it freeze before it hits the ground? I've always wanted to be in temperatures that cold.
Yeah. We were talking about this yesterday, weren't we? Siberia. And tell everybody the temperature.
The lowest temperature ever recorded was Antarctica, actually. And it was -89 degrees.
Oh,
that's the lowest temperature ever recorded in the history of humanity.
-89 degrees.
Now, Prendeville used to work in Canada when he was in his
20s. I never knew that.
He was a newsreader on Canadian radio.
Never knew that.
Jimmy the Luck. Two potholes in Toronto.
He's got a voice for news, yeah.
So he was he used to live over there. He said he has experienced -40 degrees.
Wow, has
I think
he?
He's been like that's insanely cold.
My God.
Yeah. So anyway, we just got today. We get over today. Take it easy on the roads, and we'll be fine.
We're going back to normal tomorrow, aren't we?
Funniest thing I ever seen weather related was a fella coming out of. Was it our estate or was maybe I heard the story? You know, you hear things and you think, did that happen to you? So a fellow was driving out of his estate. The car behind him is laying on the horn, beep 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 beep, because he was driving so slow.
Yeah,
but it was icy.
Yeah,
your man kept laying on the horn.
Oh, get lost!
So the guy in front stopped the car, got out, went over. What the hell's going on? What are you beeping at? You left your kettle on top of the car.
Oh God! Oh God!
Your man was driving out the road.
The
wife's at home trying to make a cup of tea. Where's the fucking kettle?
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
It's frostication. Yes, it's a word. 6:14 in the morning.
Red FM breakfast with KC.
But I believe it.
The lady game.
Hey, it's been a while, Eileen.
It has, hasn't it?
I haven't done the lady game in ages. Vic has been very busy.
I have, yeah.
Putting her questions together. This is two idiot men versus a lady on questions of the female form. We're usually quite rubbish at this, but then again, we have our days, Rory.
Some days, the odd day.
Victoria Nichols.
Yeah.
Hit us with your best.
Okay, question one, straight in. What's the secret code women use when they say, I'm fine?
That they are not effing fine.
She's secretly plotting your extermination.
Well, it depends on how we say it. There's different ways
okay,
of saying
so let's,
I'm fine.
Okay, so let's play this out. Vic, what's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, no, she went up there with the I'm fine.
Yeah, so
normally it's I'm fine.
No, there's something up. What's up with you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
She's not fine.
She's not fine.
No,
yeah.
That actually means I am fine. Now ask me again.
Okay, what's wrong with you, Vicky? Okay.
I'm fine.
There you go. Ooh. That's the one I'm used to. Yeah.
See? You see?
Does it mean that you're hangry and you want pizza?
It just means...
It means that we've done something and we're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually, yeah. Yeah. Okay, question two. When a woman says, I have nothing to wear, what does she actually mean?
She has two wardrobes full of clothes that she just doesn't want to wear.
She has too many clothes and needs... she has too many clothes but wants to go on a shopping spree.
Casey's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Question three. What's the real reason women take so long to get ready?
Oh, right.
Because they have nothing to wear.
This is because they're out shopping.
Yeah.
Because you're trying on, you do that whole thing of trying on 15 different outfits.
It's called a clothes crisis. Women, girls listening know what I'm talking about. You have a bit of a clothes crisis.
Like, lads just go in and go, shirt, yeah, jeans, no. Shoes, good luck.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go like, I'm going to go like this.
I'm fine. I'm wearing an awfully hurling jersey. I'm fine.
Just a bit of aftershave there now, note the gap, you're grand.
An awfully hurling jersey.
Whatever. We're not fussy.
Yeah, no, it's called a clothes crisis, and I'm sure any women listening can identify with what I'm talking about. You think you know what you're going to wear, and then you change your mind.
Right. You have to do that whole kind of thing where you message everybody to see what they're wearing, so you don't clash.
Well. Yeah, there's a bit of that. Okay, question four. Mm-hmm. When a woman asks, does this dress make me look fat, what's the safest answer?
No, you look amazing in everything.
Yes.
There is no safe answer. You just got to leg it out the door.
Yeah.
Just ignore it.
Shout from across. The road.
Yeah, well, you're both right on that one. Question five. What's the real reason that women like to take pictures of their food?
Taking pictures of your food, now, this is a strange one. I'm guilty of it. And I think when it's presented so nice, it's like, oh, yes, it's photographable, you know? And you want to remember, oh, yeah, that time we went for that nice place.
It's attached to memories, really.
It is memories, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
and it's got to go on Instagram. What's the point of a fancy dinner if it's not on Instagram?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Question six, last question.
Yeah.
When we're walking home after a big night out with the girls and we look up to the sky to see a UFO spinning over our heads.
Okay.
We're all abducted and taken to another galaxy. It's captured on CCTV and on every news channel in the world. What's the first thing you'd do?
Okay. All right, Roar. Got to get the beers in. What kind of pizza do you like anyway?
We're both again a golf.
Come here. United, Liverpool. What else? Oh, yeah, Munster playing a little bit later.
Pizza.
Have you seen the women anywhere?
They'll be back after. They'll be fine.
The tunnel has been shut in Cork for 82 nights over the last year.
Yeah.
That's according to the front of the Echo, Donal O'Keefe reporting that Jack Lynch Tunnel, the aging system, contributed to 82 overnight closures.
I don't get it.
Just the alerts and the security systems.
Okay, right.
Probably all triggering and going off when they shouldn't have been.
And that's why it shuts. It feels like it's shut most nights from like 9 p.m. till 4 a.m.
Do you ever play the tunnel game with the kids?
No.
Every time I drive through the Jack Lynch Tunnel, I'm like, kids, are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh,
are you ready?
Yeah, we do that, yeah. And here we go!
Yes! No, you drive into it that you have to hold your breath until you get to the other end.
Oh, okay, no, we don't do that. That's a good one, though.
You can only do it when it's not busy, though, or the kids will die. You'll have four kids in the back, like, why are they all passed out? Oh, the breath thing, sorry. Yeah. It can be done. If you're going through the Jack Lynch Tunnel in the next few minutes, give it a go.
What, with the kids?
No, on your own. Don't pass out, though, please. But anyway, tunnel's been shut for 82 nights. They're giving out about that. Fewer homes for sale as prices rise in Cork. They're now 9% higher than the Celtic Tiger boom prices.
Like, this is another bubble, lads, isn't it? Surely.
You would think so. Well,
I know people are saying no, but I don't know, lads. We're only going one way here.
What goes up comes down eventually. But it seems to be, it's a stock-related issue. There's so many people trying to buy homes. And this is, I remember we saved for 7 years to try and get on the house, the property ladder, because we were paying insane rent. Yeah, and then you're trying to put away money.
Your deposit, yeah.
And we were in a battle with three other people. And I'm quietly convinced that there was at least two of those didn't exist. We were the only... Like, how do you get transparency on bidding?
I don't know, but there was a... Like, when we were buying our house, there was a lot of that going on as well. There was a lot of...
Another $5,000 after going... So all of that kind
of
stuff.
There was a lot of houses going on the market for $100,000 or $150,000 less than they were actually going to end up getting. Because they just have a bidding war, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. You should be... If there's bids put in, It should be done online.
Yeah.
You have to register or at least have a number, something, a number connected so you don't necessarily see your name.
That sounds like a fairer system.
And then you go online and you go, okay, there's been another bid. They've there put extra $2,000 or $3,000. There should be a system like that because
it's the whole
I'm telling
mouth.
You.
Yeah.
Auctioneers, yeah. You know what you're at. You're kicking tires out there.
Yeah.
And you're driving prices up and you're making a bit of commission. Fair enough. But that's a lot of the crack that's going
on.
Cameron Watson and Bless Kisses plays on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
I'm looking at more footage of that Hollywood thing. My God, those fires are absolutely terrifying.
They really are, yeah.
Didn't we have something similar down West Cork direction with gorse fires couple of years ago?
Yeah,
now, nothing near extreme, but where's that noise coming from? Did you hear a little kind of munchkin voice there?
Oh,
there it is.
Something's playing
it's
out.
It's a report from the paper there that's playing in the background. That's, it's incredible the amount of A-listers that have lost massive homes. What is the story? Because it's a natural disaster.
Yeah.
And American companies, insurance companies have done this before. Where you go in, you've lost your house and they go, sorry, act of God.
Oh, really?
We don't cover acts of God.
What?
Honest to God, that's how they get out of it.
Acts of God.
If a tornado rips through your house and destroys it, I think insurance companies can play that whole card. Now, have changed, but like...
That doesn't happen here, does it?
The insurance bill for this is in the billions and billions already for the amount of property that's been lost.
Yeah.
So they'll do anything to get out of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. But
Anthony Hopkins and Billy Crystal are two of the big names that have lost their homes.
Did you see Ben Affleck? There was pictures of him in the paper yesterday.
Do you know what it was? Ben was outside having a fag and he flicked it in a bush. Big depressed head up on him.
Oh my God. He was rowing with a bush.
Do you ever see that photograph of Ben Affleck? He's just standing outside rolling his eyes, smoking a cigarette.
He always looks so...
He's so upset.
Doesn't he? He always looks so angry.
Ben, I hope you found a little bit of happiness after your separation because and I'm not absolutely not suggesting Ben Affleck has caused this wildfire.
No.
Absolutely.
We're only joking. Okay.
Actually, he ended up in court with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Your Honour, it was on the morning of the 9th of January when the third division radio presenter suggested that I burnt down Hollywood with a fag.
And then his co-presenter suggested that I was rowing with a bush.
He'd clean us out. Allegedly.
He was.
All right, what's going on?
Okay, more Irish nominations for awards. Colin Farrell, Andrew Scott and Nicola Coughlan are the Irish names. These are for the nominees for the 31st Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards, which is the SAG Awards in the US. Obviously, Colin Farrell for The Penguin.
Yeah.
Andrew Scott for Ripley. And Nicola Coughlan has been nominated. She's a female actor in a drama series for her work on Bridgerton. They're saying that it's a bit of a precursor to the Oscars. It probably is.
Yeah.
And it's probably a bit of an indication as to how the Oscars are going to go. Obviously, Cillian Murphy didn't get a nomination for small things like these. And Saoirse Ronan missed out for Blitz and The Outrun. So, listen, we'll wait and see. It was a big Irish contingent at the Oscars as well last year.
Yeah.
Could be again this year. Kaya Gerber and very unattractive Austin Butler.
Yeah, he's a sort of head like a busted sofa, as you'd say.
They've become the first Hollywood couple to split this year. Listen to this, right? Because I was reading a bit about this yesterday and I said, what on earth? So basically, she's 23, he's 33.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Crawford and her husband, I can't think of his name, Randy Gerber, sat Austin down before Christmas and said, what's the story, mate? You've been going out for 3 years. Are you going to marry her or not? She's 23.
Yeah, 23, okay.
She's 23.
No, but if you want to get married at 23,
no, but
do
like,
it, but like just live a bit first, you know?
With the parents. They were like, you've been together for 3 years. There should be a ring on her finger by
parents,
now.
Parents, stay out of relationships, will you? Let people do their own thing.
I just find that a bit odd.
Yeah.
They would have had a field day with my fella because it took him 21 years. Anyway, Abby Clancy's revealed she made husband Peter Crouch wait for special cuddles. They were chatting on their couples podcast and she did actually call herself a bit of a fridge. Have a listen, it's very funny.
We slept in the same bed.
That was a good move,
having,
I like that.
Having SEX, like multiple times.
I remember it well. That was great. Yeah,
I'm a bit of a fridge.
Bit of a fridge. Have you ever heard that before?
I love the way she says that. Bit of a fridge. Yeah, so there you go.
That'll do.
Have I run out of time?
You have indeed.
All right.
Sorry about
that's
that.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. You always shoot over the runway, but, you know, it's fine. There's a very funny meme of Peter Crouch in some football stadium.
Yeah.
They've rolled up this fake grass, okay, yeah, and it's about 20 foot long, and there's 6 people carrying it out of the stadium. And the headline is RIP Peter Crouch. just looks like he died on the pitch and they rolled him up.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red
FM. Today is the day. It is the 9th of January. That if you're going to start an affair with somebody, it starts today traditionally.
Okay.
It's Cheaters Day.
Why?
Because off the back of the Christmas, you might have had a bad, tough Christmas with your partner.
Okay.
It's January blues, the first week. You're not paid till the end of the month.
New year, new relationship.
Idle minds and all that. But genuinely, today is the day that affairs start around the world. Whatever you're having yourself.
Yeah.
Jimmy Page celebrates his birthday. Legend from Led Zeppelin is 81 today. Hadaway. What does Hadaway do?
Hadaway. That was a song.
That was a singer.
Singer.
Yeah. What he brought is one of the greatest 90s songs of all time.
Let it slip away. No.
A very philosophical question. What is love?
Oh.
Yeah. Hadaway. Happy birthday, Hadaway. He's 60 today. He sold 28 million records.
Oh, my God.
And you celebrate with Sean DePaul. Even though his name is just Sean Paul, he puts in a duh for some reason. He's 52 today. So if you're celebrating with all of those wonderful human beings. And Paolo Nutini as well, the Scottish singer.
Can I guess?
Paolo's?
He is. I'm going to guess now. He's 49.
38.
Oh, sorry, Paolo.
I interviewed him in Cork before he played the Marquee, and I swear to God, I sat across from the table from him. I'd ask him a question. Italian parents. I'm like,
okay. He's got a very strong accent.
Very strong. He's a lovely man, though. Lovely fella. Brilliant life.
Easy, so
we got this WhatsApp clip sent into us of a live report from an incident that happened yesterday in Dublin.
They come onto the train. They rush the train, essentially, with full-blown SWAT style.
Like, this is the armed response unit.
With machine guns, with lasers coming out the front, shouting at us, everyone put your hands in the air, everyone put your hands in the air, put your hands in the seat in front of you, it's for your own safety. And we were like, I was like, oh my God. And they come up and down the train anyway. So we're sitting there in total probably about an hour, but about 30 minutes into that hour, a guy gets ushered off, comes past me, older guy, asking, oh, where's my phone? Oh, it's in your pocket. Anyway, older guy with whitish kind of hair and beard, hands zipped tied together. And then, hang on one second, I'll finish the story in one second.
And that's it, that's the last I hear from him.
Yeah, but listen.
This is like Lord of the Rings 1. I'm waiting for part 2 and 3 to arrive.
You're waiting to find out what happened.
So what happened was a man has been arrested after he brought a shotgun onto a train in Dublin yesterday evening. Gardaí said that shortly after 20 past 6, it received a report of a male passenger with a suspected firearm on a commuter rail service arriving in Connolly Station. The person is not alleged to have met any threat towards any passengers on board. A large-scale response, as you've just heard, passenger report right there of what had happened. Was deployed. About 30 armed response members of the armed response units responded to that.
Crazy and frightening if you were on the train.
It depends on the context of what was going on. Maybe he just bought a hunting shotgun and thought, I can walk onto the train with this, and never wasn't even thinking. You know,
come on.
No, genuinely.
Come on.
He could have been in a shop in Dublin, bought, like, legitimately has a rifle license, bought a shotgun, and just not thinking.
Would there not be something in your mind that would say, this is probably not the right thing to do here now, lads?
It could be fairly innocent. Like, as he said, he was an old man that was arrested. He was taken away, but he didn't make any threats with it.
No.
But, so I'm trying to think, why would he carry it on? Did he buy it in Dublin and he was bringing it home or something?
Yeah. It's a strange one, isn't it, lads?
Anyway, everybody's okay. Everybody's fine. Sam Smith and Unholy. It's 16 minutes after 7 o'clock on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. So that story from Dublin yesterday. Let me see. We have a rumored update from Laura.
All the chatters on Facebook. The man said he was going hunting deer.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. That's exactly what I was thinking. And you know, he might have innocently just walked onto the train. Like you don't really do that in public. You don't walk onto public transport with shotguns. It's not a good look. You know what I mean?
He was going hunting deer.
Oh, that time I walked into Dunn's carrying a Kalashnikov. I swear to God,
wasn't myself that day.
Just like you just forget you're out in public, don't you?
Exactly.
Anyway, listen, it was, I think there was a, that was the right response, but very much a confused man who wasn't thinking too straight. Everybody's okay.
Thank
and
God.
It's 7:17 in the morning. Thank you, Laura. The question we had for you yesterday, I want to go back to this again today if you have any more for us. Why did you dump them?
Yeah.
All right. You were in a relationship with somebody. They did something icky. Why'd you get rid of them? We got these yesterday. The question I have for you this morning, everybody. When did you know that your partner wasn't the one anymore and you decided to give them the heave-ho? You decided it's time for greener pastures. It's time to move on. I need something new in my life. What was the reason behind it? 0868104106. Let's start with... start with our little buddy Kelly Murphy. Baby Kelly, why did you give him the heave-ho?
I'm like, which one?
Tuesdays.
Oh my God, stop. He like kept like talking with his like mouth full and like spitting everywhere.
Oh, when there's food flying. Okay, yeah, food spitters are that's serious.
Yeah, man. Shivers like.
Remember the girl that messaged in saying she got rid of a fella because he drank a pint of milk at a dinner?
That's right.
Yeah. And there was nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. He just like,
I just think they weren't well matched.
But he's a nice country lad.
Yeah, she wasn't impressed.
I hope now he's found a nice girl to pour him a nice pint of milk for his dinner.
Maybe it's you, Kelly.
And she has a load of dairy cattle. Yeah. Somebody said he got rid of his girlfriend because he took her to see a horror movie in Mahon Point and she didn't understand the plot. So he got rid of her.
What?
This is what I'm talking about.
Just explain it to her.
She didn't understand what was going on. He's like, I can't be dealing with this for life.
I can see that, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because you know when you're sitting there with your missus watching a movie and you can't hear the movie because of all the questions about the movie.
Oh, God, there's nothing worse than that. My ex got the boot because he saw no wrong in farting in front of me. Absolutely stomach-churning, Emma.
Nothing says solid, romantic and stable relationship than the ability to break wind in front of your partner comfortably. Emma, you're never going to meet a man who isn't going to let one rip. I'm sorry. Yeah, like it's just not going to happen. How did it work out?
Yeah.
How did you just move to the ladies? What happened?
There's also the start of the relationships when you have to hold them in.
Oh, I know.
God, yeah.
There's no, you know when you're at that stage of a relationship when you meet someone new and you turn to them on the couch and you go, I really want to take this relationship to the next level. And she's
in
looking going, oh my God, here comes the ring.
Little cheek up in the air.
How often was he doing it though? That's the question. Maybe he had a problem.
Yeah. She tried to play TGIF as a word in Scrabble.
No, it's not a word.
So he dumped her. Her voice was in the same register as Janice from Friends, so that was that's another excuse for Aladdin Carter.
That's fair though.
It's not that bad, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was Janice very annoying?
Awful. It was awful.
Ah, stop. Are you joking?
Kelly, you could probably do an impression of Janice there, could you?
Jan-la-bang.
See?
Go. Oh my God!
It's not that bad.
It is. You want to listen to that all day, every day? Lads, she turned into a psycho. That's why I knew she wasn't the one, Paul.
That would do it all right, yeah.
He was the loveliest guy, but he had a girly nose.
What's a girly nose?
Like a small nose.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind that.
This is my favourite one so far. Lads, I was gone out with a fella for 3 years, and the reason I dumped him was we were driving down to Clonakilty for a weekend away.
Yeah.
He said I really needed to go for a week. There was nowhere to go, so we pulled over at the side of the road.
Yeah.
And the reason I dumped him is because he dropped his jocks down to his ankles like a little boy when he was weeing at the side of the road.
God. Oh, no.
He did.
Did he lift up his shirt at the same time?
Oh, no.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Every future has a history. Stream Dune Prophecy with a Now Entertainment membership.
By the way, Cork City FC will make a return appearance to the Everyman Thursday, January 16th. They're holding another comedy night fundraiser for the city's women's academy.
Brilliant.
The women's sides and the women's academy. It's called City Till I Die Laughing, which is very clever. So see some of the best comedians in the business in action. So have a look at the Everyman and get your tickets for that. Make sure you support the Cork ladies.
Good evening.
This is hands down my favourite Am I Weird from a couple of months ago.
This is Tim here from Killarney, County Kerry. I wonder, is it weird when you like to eat a couple of the worms in the garden when you'll be weeding? I don't know.
No, absolutely not. That's completely normal. I love it.
Even the thought of it.
Am I weird? I like Dairy Milk chocolate on my spicy wedges.
That sounds amazing.
Dairy Milk chocolate on my spicy wedges? Okay, so you buy, it's the deli wedges, I take it. Yeah? You get a portion in one of those little white bags. And then throw in some...
Are you grating it? Are you crumbling it? Are you just globbing the whole bar on? Let us know.
Melted chocolate on wedges.
That's unusual.
We can't say the kids are ever weird. No, you're, that's never weird.
That's fine.
Is it weird that on Pancake Tuesday for dinner we have crepes with chicken nuggets and ketchup on it? Thanks.
Again,
that sounds amazing.
Rory would totally tear into that right now.
I tell you what, the kids love Am I Weird.
Am I weird that I like ketchup on pancakes?
Strange one. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Because pancakes have a kind of a sweetness to
sweet
them.
Sweetness, and then you're putting that little kind of cake of pancake on it.
Hi, Casey. Am I weird that I put ketchup on my broccoli?
That's probably not as weird as you think.
It's not a very ketchupy kind of a thing, is it, broccoli?
No, you're trying to sweeten it up, I suppose.
Man, that could be some parental genius cacks there. Well, if you cut up, like, broccoli chips and you get the kids... The only way you can get the kids to eat broccoli is to dip it in ketchup.
Nice.
Anyway, 0868104106. One more from Vic.
Lads, I won't get in a bath that has bubbles in it. I drank some when I was 7 and had to go to hospital, and now I'm 26, I'm still traumatised and I still can't get in a bath with bubbles in it.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed, and thank you kindly, Simply Suits. It's 8:33. Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Friend of us on the way. Is he working today? I think he's in today.
He is. I've been chatting to him.
I've seen him outside. He's getting a foot massage. He gets one every morning before the show begins. The brother man will be here just after 9 o'clock. Kira's then on after Neil. She's here between 12 and 4. If you've never listened to Kira's show, of course you've listened. Everyone listens to Kira's show. She has a brilliant afternoon show. Loads of music. Kira, get me to the gig. She'll get you tickets for everything. But sometimes I wonder, what's going on in that woman's head? What the hell? Put on the radio yesterday. Okay, and you know when you kind of come in on conversations and you're like, what the hell is she talking about? Yeah. So we've turned it into a little game. What's Kira talking about?
Okay.
Have a listen.
Don't think I'd eat anything. I had to shave.
Okay.
What? She had to shave. Is that what she just said?
I don't think I'd eat anything I had to shave.
Let's take your guesses there, please. Let's go around the table. Was there a razor around this, Kira?
She whips out the razor.
Okay, she whips out the razor, and what happens?
She shaves her leg.
Okay.
She's shaving a kiwi.
Kelly.
A fella's beard.
Good guesses.
Ugh, it's making me gag.
I hear you, Kira. I hear you. Kira, this is really, really dodgy stuff.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to get cancelled.
You are going to get cancelled. All right, 0868104106. What in the name of God is she talking about?
Don't think I'd eat anything. I had to shave.
Lads, I'm serious. None of you are close to it. It isn't as dodgy as it sounds.
All right.
Okay?
It does sound dodgy.
It does, yeah. I think the kiwi is a good guess.
Kiwis are very good.
Will you peel that anyway?
You could shave it. And then
what about a pineapple?
Pineapple's a great guess as well.
Yeah.
One more time.
Don't think I'd eat anything. I had to shave.
What is she talking about?
So random. I don't know.
Will I reveal? For safety's sake.
Are you going to give us the answer?
To keep my job.
Yeah. This is a whole chicken. She's getting it ready for the dinner. She's got it up on the counter. And she whips out the razor.
Because I like the skin, I'm not eating hair.
That is her shaving the raw whole chicken.
She shaves the chicken before she puts it in the oven. Because, you know, chicken's kind of a little bit of kind of...
Is she whipping up like a Mac 3?
She's got... She put the whole shebang...
Shaving foam.
Shaving... I don't think she's putting foam on it now.
She shaved a chicken.
Ugh, it's making me gag.
Yeah, absolutely,
Kira. I agree, Kira.
It does sound like a euphemism in fairness.
I'm loving all these clips. Now I have all of that with Kira.
She whips out the razor.
And then Vic.
I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
Absolutely.
You're taking it all out of context, Casey.
There was a fair bit of red stuff coming from that.
Vic, really?
Oh,
really?
Casey.
For God's sake. Anyway, that's what it was. Do you shave your chicken? That's my big question for you this morning. See what I mean? See where your mind goes to. The whole lot of you. Your mind's in the gutter. As for you, Kira Revins.
Shaving her bird.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about why did you dump them, okay?
Yeah, this is so good.
So we were doing a bit, everyone was messaging in on reasons that you gave someone the heave-ho. And then we heard from Bobby. What's happening, Bobby? How are you?
Well, what's the crack, lad? You well?
We're grand.
Yeah, we are.
How are you, more importantly? Because Bobby... Poor old Bobby had a bit of a wild run. Bobs.
But just apologise at the start now, right? Because I'm a Kerry man and radios don't do subtitles. So I apologise.
You're doing great so far.
I'll beep for you.
Yeah. How are you, Bobby? How are you?
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
What part of the kingdom are you from?
Kenmare.
Oh, I love Kenmare.
Bobby, I'm very fond of Kerry people. I've said this many times on here, until it's All Ireland Sunday.
Well, I was just going to say, mayo for sandwiches.
Mayo for sandwiches. You were on blind date. Sorry, the first dates.
Oh, yeah, first dates Ireland.
Yeah, it's so long ago, I even forgot.
And did it go to plan? Yay or nay?
Depends what the plan was, of course.
Yeah.
So I had okay, so when I went on the show, it was plan A or plan B, right?
Okay.
And plan A was meet the woman of your dreams and it will go perfectly. And I went in and went, okay, you know, we didn't really hit it off the start, so I went straight to plan B, make a night of it.
Yeah.
Have fun, have the crack.
That's
and
it.
You know, yeah, you're on TV, so make the most of it. So it was plan B, it hit. But we had a good night. And then so that's what happened afterwards was what I explained to you guys. So
okay.
Did you know you were being filmed for first dates?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, you signed the contract and everything. Yeah, like, there's cameras everywhere.
Oh, well,
there's hidden cameras everywhere. Yeah. Well, and how does that play in your mind? Because I've watched first dates and I'm going, that must, like, you can't be comfortable because you know you're being watched and judged by, like, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to see this show. And does that really play into how the discomfort of sitting there with a stranger for the first time?
Look, the minute you go on filming, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
If they walk into the restaurant, I grabbed the wrong handle, of course, as a lot of people do, but it's fine. Went in, everything you're doing is on camera, so there's no rehearsals, there's no, right, we'll do that again, that's none of that. Now, the production company are brilliant.
Yeah, just go for it. Yeah, one take wonder. Yeah.
Exactly, but then, so I said, right, treat it as a date, make the best out of it. But I was conscious because it's all these little cameras. It's not like people rolling around with the big cameras. It's these little CCTV cameras.
I
was very conscious. There was one inside in a planter right behind her.
There is. That's where they put them.
Looking at me. It was like very bad security system. But anyway, so I was conscious.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're conscious so you don't say something you shouldn't say.
Okay. Yeah. Let's have a listen to Bobby on first dates. Here we go.
Honestly, let's go have stage. Please, honestly. Like, it's so nice to offer, honestly.
It's okay. You can buy me a drink later.
I'm going home. Mommy's collecting me later.
When are you being collected?
I have to let Mommy know.
Oh, she's sitting and waiting?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's so good. She is so good.
She's got a zest for life. And her mammy. You can get a bus.
That wouldn't be very fair on Mammy.
It would be great for Mammy because she could have gone home. I would say I'd be close to my mom, like, but I probably wouldn't be that close. You know? You are a gas woman.
Yeah.
Why did she have her mum waiting outside, Bob? That's a
bit... I honestly thought that was weird.
Yeah.
So when that happened,
yeah,
I was kind of going, my whole everything just went blank, and I looked like this whiny little Gary man going, "You can get a bus." I'm scrambling for things to say, and I looked desperate. Unfortunately, that's the way I came across. But what can you do?
Yeah, it's a bit odd. It's a bit odd.
Do you think? Do you think, Bobby, that she used that as an excuse to pull the parachute on the date?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, really?
I mean, social media had great fun with it. And they said her mother wasn't there at all. She was just wanting to get away from me.
And are you still single now, Bob?
At the moment, yes.
Come on. We got to find Bobby a woman.
Kelly. We might have someone for you, Bobs.
All right. 086-8104-106. Who wants to go on a date with Bobby? If there's someone out there and we think we have found the right woman for
and
Bobby.
He's gorgeous, by the way.
We are going to send you for a night out and we'll take care of it.
Yes, we
okay?
will. Yes,
all right.
We will.
If you want to meet a lovely Kerry man.
I like the sound of Bobby here
who's
now.
Great crack. Come on. In Cork, the highest population of single ladies of the whole nation is Cork. There's a man to every three single women in Cork.
Oh, there you go.
And so, I can add something to that, even though I don't know what I'm walking into. My mother's actually from Cork.
There you go. Ticks all the boxes.
A beautiful Cork.
All right. All right, let's find a date for Bobby, please. 086-8104-106. Bobby, lovely talking to you, man. And look at hard luck. Good crack. Good experience,
love you,
though.
Well done.
Lads, you're absolutely legends. I love your show. It's the best in the country. Definitely.
Take it easy.
Thanks,
Bobby.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. All right, should we say, what's Kira talking about? I think it makes a bit more sense. That is on the way. Victoria, who have you got there?
We've got the lovely Charlie on line one there.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Casey. How are we?
How are we, darling? How gorgeous Charlie today. How are you, old chap? Just doing a little bit of tally-hoeing on the back of a pony. Going out shooting some pheasant, are you, chap?
Oh, yes.
Charlie, what part of the world are you in?
Ovens.
Okay. Is ovens like an oven this morning or like a refrigerator?
A bit like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad in service.
Very good. Now, listen, I'd love to start January with a winner, 2025 with 1,000.
Maybe I'll play this, all I could do with it.
Oh, Charlie. Early birthday present for Charlie. All right, listen, let's go through these. You know yourself, 10 questions. You got 60 seconds. Give it your best, Charles.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What band is Chris Martin in?
Coldplay.
What colour jerseys are the Man United home kit?
Red.
They are red indeed. All Together Now is a what?
Music festival.
What does BBC stand for? Be careful.
British Broadcasting Corporation.
Question number 5. True or false? The late comedian Benny Hill was Becky Hill's dad.
False.
Question 6. God is a Woman is a song by who?
God is a woman.
God is a woman.
Go on, give us a guess. American singer. She's been in a big movie lately.
Rihanna.
Question number 7. Who played the lead role in The Revenant? You know that movie with the bear.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What decade was the iPhone released?
80s.
What football manager is in statue form in Cork? In Cork Airport.
Jack Charlton.
And what is the new name for Tato Park? Quick.
Emerald Park.
Did he get Emerald Park on the button? Though?
Probably just on the button.
Just,
I'd say,
I'd
yeah.
have to go back and check
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Coldplay is correct. Red is correct for the kit for Manchester United. All Together Now is a music festival. And BBC, you went with the right one. Thank you for that. True or false? Late comedian Benny Hill is Becky Hill's dad. That's actually true, would you believe? No, it's not. God is a woman. It was God is a woman.
I totally believed you.
I'd love it, a drum and bass version of the God is a Woman is a song by Ariana Grande, buddy. Ariana Grande. Leonardo DiCaprio is the answer to number 7. The iPhone released in 2007.
Okay.
I didn't see anyone in the 80s with an iPhone, Charlie. I'm sorry. And yes.
I am old.
Yeah. The football manager in statue form at Cork Airport is
Jack Charlton.
It is indeed. Where is he, by the way? I haven't seen Jack used to be downstairs and they moved him. I don't know where he's gone. Is he still in the airport?
I don't know.
He's out the front.
Oh, is he?
They've him outside now around seating, yeah.
Very good. As long as you're still there. And the new name from Tato Park is Emerald Park. You got that one, but you missed two along the way, Charlie.
It was a good round, though, Charles.
Charlie, happy birthday on Friday. €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And listen, we'll talk to you again, buddy. I'm very sorry you didn't get
Thanks
over the
very
line.
Much.
Thanks, Charles.
Cheers, kid.
Not as sorry as I am. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
Stream more football than ever with the Premier League, Champions League, and Europa League with Now. Switching health insurance can be a pain.